We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dave Briquette's got an article up, Detroit Free Press, and it explores the possibility 1 week from today that the Detroit Lions would trade up in the NFL draft. And Dave does a good job kind of laying out some of the foundation here. Holmes has made 9 draft day trades in his last 3 drafts as the Lions GM. He's very active. And we know he traded up for J-Mo. He's done this before. Points out that at 29, it is likely a spot too low to land one of the draft's blue chip players. Cites Daniel Jeremiah reporting that the Lions could be in position to fill an important need at corner or offensive line. They like those two position groups. If someone starts to slide, Holmes makes the jump up. Points out trade could be giving up a first and a second to move to 17 or giving up a first and a third to move as high as 19. Daniel Jeremiah lists 9 offensive linemen in the top 30 prospects. Daniel Jeremiah is quoted as saying, "I wouldn't rule it out. The Lions trading up. They've got some age on the offensive line. There's a guy they feel like they can go up and get. It wouldn't shock me." Or the corner position they continue to look at. Briquette points out Arnold and Mitchell are 2 corners that they have met with in the process who are not likely to be there at 29. John, there's a compelling case to trade up. And then there's Dane Brugler in The Athletic. He did, and I can't believe people do these, 7 rounds worth of mocks.
I can't even imagine what time that would take to put that together.
And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he has done homework and talked to people in the league. 257 picks, just throw a dart at a dartboard. He says the Lions trade back. In that scenario, they capitalize on someone who loves Michael Penix, in this case, the Raiders. They move back and pick up 44 and 77, gives them 4 picks in the top 100. They still get Zach Frazier, one of the good offensive linemen that we've talked about, and they pick up key defenders along the way. Are you in the trade up or trade back, up or down camp? 248-539-9797.
Well, if you could trade back and get Zach Frazier, I'll take that as well as the draft capital. And I think there's a lot of people, especially with the track record that Brad Holmes has. Now, he has have a track record of trading up in drafts and being very active. I think there's 12 different trades he's done in the 3 drafts that he has run for the Detroit Lions. But if you're going to trade up, what are the targets that you're looking at? If it's going to be that corner position, I think there's 3 guys that you could consider trading up for: Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Terrion Arnold. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to stay at 29, you'll probably have a shot at Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. If you're going to trade up for an offensive lineman, again, you're only going to be able to trade up so far if you're I'm not a big fan of using the second round pick to move up. I like that where it's at, but the 3rd round, go ahead and throw that one in. You can get up as high as 19, maybe. 20, maybe 19.
So is that Graham Barton?
So the 2 offensive linemen that I think you might have a shot at that point would be Graham Barton, who would be a good interior guy. He can also play tackle in college, but he kind of projects as an interior lineman. Or Jackson Powers Johnson. I think you might be able to get him in the early 20s. Centers don't typically go that high, and I know we're talking about Frank Ragnow, who was a higher pick than that. But if he's there, he's a talent that I would go up. Was Frank a 20? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's what you could expect to get if you're able to go up, and he's available at that time. Now this will be a game day decision.
Right, because just mechanically, you're not trading up without knowing who's there.
Right.
You do preliminary talks. We've heard from GMs in the past. You have the conversation ahead of time. Hey, what would it cost? We'd be interested if our guy's there. We'll pick up the phone on draft night. These conversations likely have already happened 1 week away from the draft. Holmes had probably got a couple guys that may be worth trading up for if they take a minor tumble. He'd have to give up a 3rd or in some cases a 2nd to do it. Trade up, trade down. 248-539-9797. Which do you prefer? And John, as I looked at these 2 scenarios, I like the trade back approach because I can take advantage of someone who desperately wants Penix or Bo Nix in this yeah. case at the end of the first. I give Brad Holmes more draft picks as opposed to less draft picks.
I would defer to that as well. I'm generally a, you know, accumulate more draft capital. So if in the third round you want to move up two or three spots because there is a guy that you think you really want, then you can use some of that other capital to move up at that time. But if you're going to move up in the first round and you're getting the player that you have identified and you think you trust more than somebody that you're taking second, third, or fourth.
Well, of course, the guy that I would take at 17 or 18 right, or 19
just
is a better
common
player.
Sense, yeah.
But the position groups they would be addressing, they would be trading up to take a corner. Rookie corners, typically, hey, there is a baptism by fire. And offensive linemen, we've all talked about that being more of a long-term cornerstone than a day one guy. So I'm going to give up a second or a third to get guys who aren't going to be instant, immediate impacts. They'll help the football team. They're critically important, but they're not going to be instant impact. Why wouldn't I instead move back, take four guys and go, hey, I know my guy's found Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know my guy, my general manager has found Kirby Joseph. I know he's found guys along the way. I'm going to let him move back and in at least one mock still get a bunch of dudes that can help this football team.
Yeah, and here's the other guy that you wouldn't have to move up, I don't think, to 24, but you may have to move up to 25, 24. That would be maybe Chop Robinson. I think he would be a difference maker for this team, and he fits what Dan Campbell is looking for and what Brad Holmes is looking for.
You know what? I think trading up for an offensive lineman is definitely in play because of the teams that have offensive line needs that are sitting in the low 20s.
Dolphins being one of them.
Cowboys.
Yep.
Another one. I think the Bengals have the need, but I actually think the Bengals may go receiver and because they tagged Higgins and just try to go completely nuclear with their offense passing game while they can afford to do it, you know. I think a fascinating thing to watch here is last year Brad Holmes' explanation on the Gibbs pick and the grades and all that, he had 14 players with first round grades. You're not going up if all the guys with first round grades are gone. But that's also maybe where he pulls the trigger to go.
Because I got
to
get one of the last
guy
one, yeah.
on the list, yeah. you know, is there. And then if it's not there, then he's doing everything to trade down.
Okay, so Quinyon Mitchell's a Toledo guy, small school. I think people have scouted him enough to know he's a good football player. But if for any reason he were to start falling and Holmes goes, that's one of the last corners I think can be a guy who can yeah. start day one. F it, I'll give up my second or I'll give up my third. I'll do what I need to do. It's in play. Which one would you rather see? 248-539-9797. Brian is in Ann Arbor. Brian, good morning. You're on 97.1.
You know, look, I'm more of a fan generally, especially if you have like a late pick like that, of maybe trading back. A second round pick, you should be able to nail a starting player. And if you could pick up a couple of those, especially with Holmes' drafting history, I think you do that. Now, with that being said, the times when generally I like trading up in a draft is when you either A, have multiple picks, so you've got ammunition you can deal with and not, you know, kind of take away. B, if you're like at that, you know, hey, we're trying to get over the top, similar to what the Falcons did when they moved up and grabbed Julio. Or B, if a player slides, that fills an immediate need for you that's a glaring hole. So I think C could fall into play. If one of the blue chip corners, depending on how they have them ranked, you know, I have my own guys that I think I like. But if one of the blue chip corners suddenly takes, you know, starts taking a slide, you know, a Brian Branch-like slide, and all of a sudden they're into the mid to late teens, yeah, you got to pick that phone up and see if you can move up. Kind of like John said, I'm more of a fan of moving that third round pick just because I think second round picks are gold. But yeah, I mean, if you could move your first and your third and move up and snag one of those corners, that's a no-brainer.
And here's the other thing too, is if you have that opportunity to move up to get a guy that you think is a starter, especially where this roster is now, 3 years ago in the first draft, not knowing the ability of Brad Holmes to identify talent and take talent and get it to be able to perform, I would have said, I want more bites at the apple. I want Brad Holmes to be able to pick as many times as possible because what he brings in is productive players and depth players. But with this roster, as it is constructed right now, you can always use more depth. There's no question about that. But I would rather get a day one starter, if that means I've got to move up to 20 or 19. The Rams are one that he's dealt with before. Obviously, we know the relationship that he has there. They pick at 19. Is it possible to go up to 19 and get a day one starter versus somebody you're going to take in the third round, like a Broderick Martin or a Hendon Hooker or a Kirby Joseph, that's not going to be a guy that's going to impact immediately?
To Tom's point, where's the drop-off? Is it a deep draft where you move back and get four guys in the top 100? Is it a shallow draft where, hey, give up those picks and go get someone who can play right away and make a difference? Which camp are you in? Trade up, trade back. It's 97-1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.